to a subpoena that's tied to the Republicans' impeachment inquiry. On Wall Street, the Dow trading 37 points higher. The Nasdaq is up 57. More details at srnnews.com.
Conservative Theological University has provided biblical theological education for God's pastors, evangelists, missionaries, and Christian educators since 1982. CTU would be delighted to assist you in your Bible studies. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that I believe we need to ponder and make a determination, ascertain what we're going to do in the very near future. I'm saying we will not comply. We will not bow. We'll not bend, as the 3 Hebrew young men said in Daniel, the 3rd chapter. Those names you've heard before. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They said, we believe our God can take care of us. But if he doesn't, O king, verse 18 in the scripture, actually 16, 17, and 18, in the 3rd chapter of Daniel, where the king calls them in, he's wroth, he's been out of shape. And he gives them, quote, a second chance to follow his executive order. They refused to do so. You know the rest of the story. They were thrown in the fiery furnace. But they didn't burn. In fact, when they were taken out of the furnace, it didn't even have a singe on their bodies. The clothes had not been singed. The hair had not been singed. Why? Because the scripture says, one as the Son of God, that is the pre-incarnate Christ, was in the fiery furnace with them, protecting them. Why? Because they took a stand for what was godly and what was right, and not what was obedience to the government. Now listen, I understand a lot of people say, well, don't you understand that we're responsible to obeying the government? And many people today, many Christians, many pastors, will go back to, with a fast beeline track, back to the Romans, the 13th chapter, that we ought to obey God. Ought to obey government. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. God created civil government for the purpose of prosecuting evil and protecting good. Hear me. You read the 13th chapter of Revelation, 13th chapter of Romans. Government was set up. Government was ordained. Civil government ordained by God. God created civil government, not man, for the purpose of prosecuting evil and protecting good. But you find today what is taking place is the government has failed to recognize that they are their position as servants in civil government is designed by God to please God, and every order they create, every governmental a bill that they introduce must comply with God's ideal in the plan of the Word of God. And most of all, not just the Word of God, but constitutionally also. They have failed. They, the federal government, the many civil servants, that is local, state, and national government, they have failed to recognize they are to be servants of Almighty God. This is the reason when in the fifth chapter of the book of Acts, where Peter and others were caught, tried, convicted, thrown in prison for preaching on the sidewalk, and admonished not to do it. They're released, and the next day they're preaching on the sidewalk. When they were chided and challenged again, they said, we ought to obey God and not man. If you'd put it in the Youngblood vernacular, we're to obey God and not government. But we're on the very verge of watching things take place, ladies and gentlemen, that's a replay on steroids of what took place in the 2020 election. Let me read a brief statement and then we'll take our caller. Famed historian sounds alarm on Democrats' wicked plan for 2024. Let me read the headline again, or the first brief paragraph. Noted historian of Hillsdale College professor Victor David Hansen is issuing a warning to the United States that the Democrats essentially will do anything and everything they see necessary to defeat Donald J. Trump in the 2024 election. The essence of Hansen's message is a reminder of how far the left went to stop Trump last time, and that people should be prepared for them to do anything this time. The reporter said, quote, it's an ominous warning, but it's important to think ahead and be mentally prepared for anything, because that's what is on the table right now. His comments included, quote, they look at Trump as a vampire, and they put a stake in his heart, but they're afraid that the stake could come out at any time. That they're underlying and they're afraid of him. They're undying and afraid of him. They're terrified of him. They're terrified of him because they think that he's smarter this time and that he's just caused to get really angry because of what they did to him. Then in the article it says, do Democrats really enjoy deceiving people? And he goes on to detail, but deep down inside, they, speaking of the Democrats, know that if Wright ever did that to Barack Obama or Joe Biden, they could have really made something out of the fact that Barack Obama had a hot mic exposed where he told the president of Russia, you tell Vladimir that I will be flexible on the missile defense. That's the scrutiny, that's the security of the United States of America. If he gives me space in the last election, Putin did that. That's an impeccable offense and a phone call, impeachable offense in the phone call of the Ukraine, as it was seen. So they understand that. The right could have done that to them. And they understand now the right probably will do that to them for their own survival. And they are scared to death. And the article goes on and on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is we're on the very verge, the precipice, of walking into a new year where the whole focus of the Democratic Party to do anything and everything to frighten the American people into believing that you cannot go to the polls and vote, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I pray that you are.
Doing good. Listening to you speak about the story of Nebuchadnezzar, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego brings up a parallelism that I see within the Democratic Party today there. The king in his fury from being denied his personal worship of an idol stoked the furnace, seven times?
Seven times, hotter than it normally would be.
Yeah, and then some of his guard actually perished from trying to execute the said sentence there. I see the Democratic Party as no different in today's modern era than the king was thousands of years ago, in that they are willing to even burn their own and everybody else around them to get what they want. I did read the Victor Davis Hansen article. Actually, I watched the video. Where he covered all of the topics that were in the article there. And this comes back to absolute truth and how people, your survey that you quote quite often at the beginning of your opening statement there about how people perceive truth as being from within there. only 14% of the nation right now has gotten the new updated COVID / flu shot. So there are people with their eyes open, but they're still going to look at Trump, and they're going to be anybody but Trump, and then the cheating and the things that the Democratic Party is willing to do because of that fury they have are going to be unbelievable this election cycle.
Absolutely. In fact, Jim, I believe that I would be on target to simply say that, and it's following the basic statements of Victor Davis Hanson, that they were willing to do anything and everything to prevent Trump from being elected. Now, we would be remiss if we didn't ask the question, what could be the anything and everything that he's talking about? Well, I'll put a few things out and then get your take on it. I believe that we're going to find that in the very apex of winter, that there will be some new pathogen that they're going to frighten the public to death, because the Communist Network News will 24/7 be talking about how many hospitals have filled, how many people have died. There'll be the requirement for a mask. A mask mandate will go forth. The mask mandate and a possible attempt to do a lockdown once again. And by all means, there, I believe, will be a focus on we can't get out and vote because it's too dangerous, and the pathogen-style weather, that it will be too transferable, transmittable. Therefore, we must have the ballot box drops. We must have the mail-in ballots, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What is your take on that? Do you believe that we will see a possible replay on steroids of what took place in 2020?
I believe that there will be an attempt to do that replay. I would hope that enough people are perceptive enough to see through this coming attempt. I mean, I've already seen where they found an H1N2 swine flu variant in the UK. They found that other SARS that affects children, the MR or M2 something, MR or N something, in China. So they're gonna keep chumming the waters with these stories coming into 2024. But I believe that they are going to have a massive mail-in ballot stuffing drive that they are going to have a very difficult time covering up this coming year in 2024. That's really the only thing that I see for them to be able to get away with.
I believe that you're exactly right. I believe that there will be an attempt to do a major, major, major theft of the 2024 election. I believe they'll use every tool in the toolbox to do so. I'm looking at a headline that says, no question, government policy is to encourage vaccination by any means short of force. The article reads in part, there are tremendous pressures to get vaccinated at tremendous societal cost, or lose your job, or potentially be excluded from shopping, as happened in some places, and being in the university setting, this writer says. There was no question that the government policy was by every means short of force to encourage vaccinations for everyone. There's still a push through Big Pharma. Big Pharma controls the Oval Office. Big Pharma controls the media. Big Pharma controls Fox News and others. If you take away the Big Pharma ads with Fox News, they gained 75% to 80% of their ad revenue from Big Pharma. So we will not be able to find the truth on Fox News or any other network, because they're controlled, bought, paid for by the ads with Big Pharma. So I believe we'll be totally deceived. I believe one of the things that will be in place this season, however, Jim, is not just out of the White House with all of these warnings through the Marxist media, but as a result of Biden's making the World Health Organization, putting them in control of our health care, I believe on the very near future, we're going to see the World Health Organization issue a climate change health warning that because of the need for climate change policies to be enforced, that we are going to be put in a position that we'll be demanded to wear masks, to do lockdowns, and Biden will be able to say, or the Oval Office will be able to say, this is not we that's doing it, this is not the government that's doing it, this is the World Health Care Organization, and we must comply. Do you believe, one final question, exit question, Jim, do you believe that the citizens in America will bow and will bend and will submit to warnings and control out of the World Health Organization?
That is a very good question. I do believe that, well, first of all, let's just start with the World Health Organization there. Anybody who researches this institution there knows that they're controlled by the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at their current chairman, president, whatever you want to call him, this man's an avowed communist. He's been tied to several shady dealings in the past. So if he wants to throw that order down, I would hope that Americans, particularly American Christians, will stand up and just say, you know what, I've seen this play before, I know how it ends, I'm not going to participate and carry on with their lives and then push back, because there's going to be a segment of this population that will automatically, through fear and fear alone and through believing all of the lies, that and instead of using reason to see through these deceptions there, that will follow it. And I hate to say that about my fellow citizens, but this is not the country I grew up with, grew up in, or recall from my past there. And our spines are a little softer there, and we haven't had the straw removed from our daily brick quota enough to get people to open their eyes and turn back to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Absolutely, Jim, you're right on target. You're spot on with your statement. It just came to mind. I've got two other questions I'd like to ask you for the benefit of our hearers and our edification on your thoughts on the subject. An organization by the name of Baylor College of Medicine, BCM, out of Houston, Texas, they have 11,288 employees in their healthcare facilities. They've just put all of them on notice. If you're a grass cutter, if you're a floor cleaner, if you're a nurse, if you're a doctor, if you're an aide, whatever your position is, if you draw a paycheck from the Baylor College of Medicine in Texas, it's actually called Baylor College of Medicine, a medical school and research center in Houston, Texas. They announced by a mandate 2 weeks ago that every employee is to get a COVID booster shot. If it's a student, a faculty member, an employee, doesn't make any difference. If you enter the facility and you have anything to do with the organization, Baylor College of Medicine, you must take the booster shot, the COVID shot, or you cannot have a job. You will not have a job. They've got until November the 30th. That's tomorrow. That's the drop dead deadline date. Are those people be fired? What do you think they're going to do? And secondary question to that, I think that is very, very important in my mind. Should a person be so concerned about their employment that they're willing to allow a needle to go in the arm, not having any idea what's in that material that's going into your body, not having any idea what it's going to do to you, whether you'll live or die, whether you'll be sterilized or paralyzed? What should a person do? What, in your opinion, from your position, what do you think the general public should do? And that's coming. In fact, right now, the secondary portion of my diatribe on that is to know that the courts have, the appeals courts in the state of New York, just ruled that Kathy Hochul, the governor of the state of New York, can put into play, if there is deemed to be a health emergency, that the state can incarcerate the person, indefinitely quarantine them, put them in isolation with no due process. That's already the law now that's gone to the appeals court in the state of New York and upheld by the appeals court that can be done in the state of New York. Now, with that being said, And the mandate out of the Baylor College of Medicine in Texas, how do we see that playing out across the board for America, especially knowing that we're in an election year?
I'm actually kind of shocked. I was under the understanding that Baylor University, I mean, if you think about the name Baylor there, he was a Christian evangelist that founded that college, if I'm correct. For them to even go down this road, I would hope and pray that every single individual come the 30th of November just wouldn't show up to work. Let's see how that would work and how far that policy would go. You know, this could end tomorrow if every single individual that was ever told to bow or acquiesce or get this vaccine. Because, like I said earlier there, only 14% of our nation right now has the most recent COVID / mRNA flu shot. If the other 86% of people in the United States, and they were told, you must have this before the middle of December, and every single one of them said no and just told the government, I'm not going to comply, I can guarantee you that mandate would go away very quietly and very quickly.
Brother, that's my mantra. So, that's my statement. That's the whole purpose of the broadcast today. As President Donald J. Trump says, we will not comply. I'm saying we will not bow, will not bend. And I believe that's the status, and that's the position. That's my position. And those that are listening today, Jim, can make the decision for themselves and for their families. That's my position, that I'm not going to comply. I will make the decision without having being forced into making the decision by governmental agency, a governmental organization, by executive fiat orders. Jim, thank you so much, brother, for your insight, for your spot-on thoughts and suggestions for our listeners today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're thankful that you're tuned in. Let me tell you that telephone number again is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. What will you do if you're told with your job that you've got to have the vaccine or you've lost your job? You've got to take the shot or you're out of work. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you're familiar with it or not. It's gone under the radar. It's not been reported on national television, on any channel, any network. None of the networks, Fox or others, none of them have covered it. But right now with the armed forces, with the military, they're so short of military personnel. Listen, they've sent letters out to every military man that was processed out of military, every branch of military, everyone that was processed out, because they refused to take the COVID vaccination. They've been sent a letter of apology inviting them to come back into the services, that they will waive the requirement for a vaccination if they'll simply come back and put the uniform on and play soldier, if you will. Now, that tells us a whole volume. That is a major, 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 major telltale sign that if it were real to begin with, if there was a valid rationale in the demand for a vaccination, how can you just simply withdraw that and say that we'll no longer require it if there's a real, real, real urgent need for that to be done? Ladies and gentlemen, when I spoke a moment ago to Jim, and I'm looking at the headline, court allows state to seize citizens for an indefinite period of time, to quarantine them, to isolate them, with due process, no more in the picture. And it's talking about the state of New York. The article reads in part, said the law could conceivably grant the commissioner of health the power to force anyone in isolation or in quarantine, despite a lack of evidence that a person is even infected with COVID-19. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know of anything that's any more dangerous than to see that taking place on a state level. This article reads further, involuntary detention is a severe deprivation of individual liberty for more egregious than other health safety measures, such as requiring mask wearing in certain venues. The article reads, involuntary quarantine may have far-reaching consequences, such as the loss of income, the loss of employment, and isolation from family and friends and work scenario. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, we will not bow, we will not comply using the word of President Donald J. Trump when he said we'll not comply. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. What is your position? What are your thoughts? What do you suggest? What will you do? How will you respond? What if you're in the position as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the third chapter of the book of Daniel, where you're told either you bow or you're going to burn? What would you do? Same difference today, where they're talking about either you bow and submit and comply to governmental orders, or you lose your job, or you will be turned out of the military, whatever the case may be. Are the 11,288 employees of the healthcare industry in the state of in Houston, Texas, where they're going to be out of a job tomorrow if they do not comply? And I agree with Jim, our caller a moment ago. I believe that it's time across the nation on a wholesale level that people say, we will not comply. We will not bend. We will not put on a mask. We will not be locked down. We will not be forced out of our right to go to the polls and vote in November of 2024. And that's where it's headed. All of this is coming to a great crescendo, a major apex as a result of being in the election cycle where there's the designed purpose to steal the election of 2024. I believe Dr. Davis is on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Very good so far, thank God. You know, that is ever so true, what you just got finished saying about the forced quarantine. I myself, you know, am a living witness of that because it happened to me a few years ago when my bride was analyzed or diagnosed, let's put it this way, with COVID. Myself, I mean, I never got sick, never got the sniffles, never lost taste, smell, sense of smell, anything like that. But I got a call from the Department of Health, state of Georgia, telling me to quarantine in place. Now, that's a scary situation when it comes down to our constitutional rights, as you said before. It's high right. time that we get together and do something about that before it really gets out of hand to where we can't do anything. We can't do anything to stop it. This is actually where they want it to be. So I'm glad that you're sending out this wake-up call to everybody today to let them know that it's high time for us to get together and do something before it's Katie bar the door.
Brother, you're exactly right. I believe that we need to make a decision in advance. And I go back to a statement that is not the same context, but with Joshua 24, verse 15, he says, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I believe it's time Christians Amen. And conservatives and patriots make a determination that we're going to obey God and not government. We're going to obey what the Word of God says, place our faith and trust and confidence in Him, and say no to a lockdown, no to a mask mandate, no to a forced vaccination, no to what the government is going to try to do to steal the election in 2024. Pastor Davis, brother, thank you so much for your call. You're exactly right. You're spot on with the analysis of that and the statement. I pray that our listeners are hearing and taking heed today to what we've said in this broadcast. So thank you so much for your call. Have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been my delight to come to you by way of Let's Face the Issues today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to